Man who drugged wife in French mass rape case told, you'll die alone, date modified colon 2024-11-20T19:56:07.466Z, description colon tensions burst into the open in court when Dominique Policotte is accused by his daughter of lying, Man who drugged wife in French mass rape case told, you'll die alone, Christophe Simon slash AFP, Caroline Darien accused her father of lying to the court, saying she was convinced he abused her. Tensions at the French mass rape trial burst into the open on Wednesday when Dominique Policotte's daughter Caroline shouted at her father from across the courtroom that he would die alone like a dog. Caroline Darien, 45, has repeatedly said she is convinced her father drugged and abused her after semi-naked photos of her asleep were found on his laptop. He has denied abusing her but has admitted drugging his wife Giza Ellie for a decade and recruiting men online to rape her in their home when she was unconscious. Dominique Policotte and 50 other men have been on trial since September, and a verdict is expected on 20 December. During an emotional day in court in Avignon, Giza Ellie Policotte's lawyers gave their closing arguments, describing the historic nature of the trial and paying tribute to her courage in waiving her anonymity to bring the mass rape trial into the open. In her statements to the court, Caroline spoke of her anguish at what she says are persistent lies by her father. Earlier this week, with a voice full of emotion, she told the court her life had stopped when police first showed her photos from her father's laptop in 2020. On Wednesday, Dominique Policotte was given a chance to address his daughter while taking the stand for the final time in this trial. The main defendant said he most wished he still had Caroline's support. Some may laugh, but it's my daughter I wish I could look at in the face. It hurts to see her like this, he said, sitting in a glass box only meters away from his daughter and the rest of his family. I would love to see her, I would love to talk to her, he added. As his voice faltered, Caroline S. rose, I will never come see you. Never. You will die alone like a dog, she shouted. We all die alone, he replied. You especially, she hit back. It was the last public exchange between a father and daughter who by all accounts had had, for many years, a loving and close relationship. Mr. Policotte recalled visiting her in hospital when she was recovering from surgery as a child so he could hold her and comfort her, and shared memories of her teenage years. When he repeated that he would always love her even if she had stopped loving him, she looked ahead silently, tears streaming down her face but did not respond. It was only later, when the session ended, that she approached the box her father sat in and shouted, "You had 2 months to tell the truth." Woman describes horror of learning husband drugged her so others could rape her, final phase for mass rape trial that has horrified France. During questioning, Mr. Policotte also stated that he was a sex addict and that getting found out by police in November 2020 had unburdened him. He denied that his crimes against his wife had been sparked by an inferiority complex or by a desire for revenge for an affair she had in the 1980s. Asked what he thought about chemical submission, drugging someone for the purposes of coercion or assault, he answered, "It's crap. It annihilates everything. It should never be done." Mr. Policotte's statements were followed by closing arguments from Giza Ellie Policotte's legal team. Lawyers for the 50 other defendants will give their own closing arguments from next week. They are expected to explore more deeply the defense that many of the men cannot be guilty because they did not realize Ms. Policotte was unconscious and therefore did not know they were raping her. Over almost 3 hours, Ms. Policotte's lawyers, Antoine Camus and STA copyright Fan Babano, retold the horrific story of Dominique Policotte's crimes, peppering their account with literary references. Everyone contributed to this monstrosity on their own level, and allowed a woman's ordeal to go on. It's the banality of evil of philosopher Hannah Arendt, said Mr. Camus. Getty Images, Giza Ellie Policotte gave evidence for the final time on Tuesday. They pleaded with the judges to hand down sentences that reflected the extent of the suffering of Giza Ellie Policotte and her family. Mr. Camus said he was aware of the expectations and hopes in this room and beyond for the trial, which he said he described as historic, because we badly, urgently want and need it to be. Leaning heavily on the notion of free will, he dismissed the defense's argument that many of the men who allegedly raped Ms. Pollicott did so because they were intimidated, manipulated, or tricked by her husband. Manipulation is not hypnosis, he said. The fact they were all aware that Mr. Pollicott was recruiting many other men too should be taken into account by the judges, he added. Everyone who came into that house of horrors knew that others had come before him and others would follow, Mr. Camus said. His colleague painted a devastating picture of Ms. Pollicott's life since her husband's crimes had become known. STA copyright Fan Babano then described what had led Ms. Pollicott, who by then was living in a small village under her maiden name, to give up her anonymity and open the trial to the public and the media. It was in 2023, he said, when French media began reporting on the Pollicott case using pseudonyms that a feeling of rebellion started to take hold of Giza L.E. Pollicott. She decided to take back control of her life. The moment had come for shame to change sides. The will to stop hiding had awoken in her, he said, because she hadn't done anything wrong. And she thought the details of her case and the videos of the alleged assaults would help expose the reality of rape. For her story to be useful and to help other women, she understood she had to give up the anonymity that had served her for years, Mr. Babano explained. She had to accept she would forever be the victim of the Mazen rapes. The lawyer also urged judges not to accept that the defendants had made a mistake when, as some have said, they raped Ms. Pollicott involuntarily or out of stupidity or ignorance. If you accept the right to make a mistake, what will stop another man tomorrow from saying that when a woman told him no, he actually understood yes? That he also made a mistake. I ask you to reject the right to make mistakes, which would put society in danger and at the risk of seeing more Giza L.E. Pollicotts, Mr. Babano said. He ended by paying tribute to Ms. Pollicott and said the trial would be a legacy for future generations. They will hear the name Giza L.E. Pollicott, they will hear about her courage and about the price she paid. Turning to look at Ms. Pollicott, he said, you did your job. You went beyond what was expected of you. Now, pass on the torch to the others to carry on the fight you never chose. Giza L.E. Pollicott, to his right, wiped her eyes, Europe sexual violence France women.